All right, it looks like it's going. Wow. It appears to be in effect. Hello. Hello, not change. That's just what I do.
Hello.
My name is Dustin Morbido. This is the Cubicorn Games Podcast. Joining me today, this morning, this evening, whenever you're listening to this, it's this evening for us right now.
Oh, wow.
In recording time. Lorraine Morbido is here.
It's true, I'm here.
How's it going, Lorraine?
Fantastic.
you hesitated, but that's fine. I'll take it.
It's kind of gloomy outside.
Weather-wise, it is definitively not fantastic.
Okay, so it actually was sunny this morning. Believe it or not, there was sun, and then immediately cloud cover. And then as the day went on, well, it sprinkles. And now it's like actively raining, and it's just kind of like,
mm-hmm.
We can't see the full moon. Now I'm sad. Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Super moon. Third super moon of the year.
I see my criticism of your delay. That is a fair... fair assessment of the situation.
I have moon sickness. It's fine.
Anyway.
It's incurable.
There's no cure, but there's with treatment.
It's incurable and I'm incorrigible, so you know. What can you do?
Anyway, we're here to talk about stuff. Talk about video games, but also talk about just like changing stuff up a little.
Yeah.
I think we might be... I'm not going to say anything's, you know, for sure, definitive, right? Like, I'm not going to say that any changes in life are permanent, but...
Except death.
And at minimum, the near future, except for that one guy, allegedly. There's a book about it.
Oh.
It's called Harry Potter.
I knew it! The boy who lived!
Anyway... yeah, it's just the two of us today. We're not really talking about video games and the playing thereof. We're talk a little bit about video games and the making thereof.
Wow.
So I think, again, for at minimum the near future, and we'll kind of see how things go. We're going to take it in stride, but we're going to shift the focus of a lot of the stuff we're doing online.
Forward-facing content.
Yeah, to be less about chatting about, you know,
life, games in abstract.
Yeah. And try to get deeper into the nitty-gritty of games in terms of...
What the heck we do here, which is make video games, ?
Yeah, well, right. We want to remove the ? In terms of the game stuff we're working on and the projects we want to complete and that kind of thing.
For all of you out there who somehow don't know, the people who might have found this, who don't actually know us in person, we are... Believe it or not, an independent... I cannot speak. It's the moon sickness.
Your tongue is independent of your head right now.
Shut up.
It went rogue.
We're an independent video game company. We're a team of devs. And by team, I mean the two of us.
A pair. The bakers, whatever a pair is for baking.
I think it's a pair.
Okay.
One fifth and change, or sixth maybe in change, of a baker's dozen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what half of 13 is.
But anyway, yeah, it is a thing we do. We're still working on a couple video games that will, God willing, get out as soon as we possibly freaking can.
We've been trucking along at them slightly longer than this podcast has been in quote-unquote circulation. Let's mm-hmm. just call it that.
But yeah, originally the podcast doing this, and, you know, streaming online occasionally and stuff like that, that started out as... you know, a thing that we could do adjacent to both, you know, mm-hmm. perpetuate our love of other video games.
Yeah.
And to just keep updates out there for, like, just to let people Staying know that active. We still exist, yeah. right, when there might be
hard.
Gaps
like
in
it's,
the info stream.
It's hard to, when it's obviously just the two of us, it's hard to balance everything with, like, promotion. Like, if you're not as well known of a name, it's kind of, I mean, I don't want to necessarily say pointless, but it's kind of pointless to like constantly spew a stream of information out.
Difficult.
Yeah.
Trying.
Yes.
So
that was just kind of our way of, I guess, for lack of a better word, staying relevant. Like giving a forward facing something that you come to our website or search our name. Like you're like, oh, here's a YouTube channel. Here's a podcast. Here's a website. Like we haven't. Been the best about updating that website.
I was going to get to that too. It's on the docket of things I was going to bring up today, but yeah.
But now we're trying to merge mm-hmm. those two sectors of content we create into a single stream for some foreseeable amount of time.
Mm-hmm. For lots of different reasons. I just want to change things up a little.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's just good. I want to give myself personally a little kick in the pants to do my damnedest to just force myself to mm-hmm. get a little more work done and hold myself more accountable in terms of making progress on things. It'll be fun, I think, to just change the pace a little bit and share and that kind of information specifically.
A lot of people don't see the back end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
actually still like it's such a and not that this isn't a well-worn art form too, but way more so the ability to talk about video games as like an observer and a player of them. Like there's tons of people doing that. Not that we were competing with any of them, but it's there are still plenty of people.
The outside looking in lens is much more.
There's still
common.
Plenty of people who do that stuff with dev too, but it is a smaller number.
Yes.
So if nothing else, you know, we'll be contributing one more thing into that feed to grow that pool a little bit, which isn't a bad thing.
No, just power.
And again, we'll kind of take things as we go. That doesn't mean we'll do this forever. It doesn't mean we'll do this exclusively. We still will probably throw in something for, like, if there's a big Nintendo Direct, maybe we'll talk about that for a little bit. Or, you know, depending on how what E3 looks like this year, which right now is kind of looking a little crummy. But
Maybe the big announcements, we don't know.
I'm not saying that even as we kind of transition and just change things up, you won't see surprises in this podcast feed or whatever. Or, you know, even on our Twitch channel from time to time. But in larger scale for the foreseeable future, I think we're going to try to make a lot of this stuff more development focused and just give people insight into what we're working on. And more than anything, just push ourselves to work harder and work smarter and just get more done. That's about the large and short of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, starting today, I'm assuming if you
like, episode zero,
you'll be able to get this out here tomorrow probably.
I'll do it in the afternoon.
Yeah, starting today, this will be our little introductory podcast to us shaking things up. And then this evening, 7:30-ish usually, we'll get on Twitch and you're going to start doing some dev stuff on there. So that'll be our first stream of just, you know, getting on there and trying to get a little work done and kind of chatting
like
with
code.
People. So that'll be an experiment. I've got that mostly set up already, but I still have a little work to do on that to make sure the setup's all right.
I mean,
for
I was considering this at one point. I hadn't really obviously run it by you yet. I'm not sure how feasible this is, but I mean, I know I've mentioned on this podcast before that I have an art stream every Wednesday, and I had considered, I don't know how we could merge the two. If I could do art stuff during the dev stream, I don't know how we could switch that.
I mean, I'm sure we'll figure it out.
About it for now.
I had also thought about that a little bit. And the answer is we can make it work, and I suspect we will make it work in the future. But that'll be one more little piece in our kind of you know, grand experiment here. But yeah, we'll make that happen. So expect to see, and again, you know, in the foreseeable future on twitch.tv/cubehorngames.
Yeah.
For the most part, us writing code and testing stuff, and Lorraine drawing stuff, and all kinds of things like that. That's what we're going to try to do for the moment.
Yeah.
Schedules, I think, for all this stuff will be pretty similar for the most part.
Yeah, consistent with our current schedules, which is about 7:30 Eastern.
Yeah, so at a minimum.
On Thursday evenings for Twitch.
Yeah, at a minimum, 7:30 Eastern time, like Lorraine said, on Twitch TV.
These podcasts are generally bi-weekly.
On Wednesdays or Thursdays, or Thursdays more often than not.
Yeah, give or take. My personal art stream, which could at times maybe include actual game stuff. It's generally just nonsense and me just trying to expand my toolbox of things. Just using a different brush today. I don't know if you noticed that in the picture that I did.
I mean, it looked good. I couldn't tell you any specific thing about it that looked different,
but I
really enjoyed it. I
don't know what it is, but I like it. that is on picarto.tv/lorichu, which that is about 10 a.m. Eastern Wednesday mornings, but that potentially is subject to change. We'll see how, like, certain other factors might be changing when I do those art streams. If anything, it might be like a different morning or just the evening on a different night. It depends.
We'll see what happens,
something will get posted somewhere eventually about that if it changes, or you'll find information here.
But yeah, if nothing else, even if the date and time schedule shifts a little bit, the idea will still be to stream on Twitch at least once a week.
And a podcast every 2 weeks.
Stream art at least once a week. A podcast once every 2 weeks at least. And those will all be at minimum. So we're going to do our damnedest to not do less than that. But maybe we'll do more as things evolve.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. And yeah, right. Like, it's
we've
not
also,
a,
like, it, I feel like
it's
our,
not a money back guarantee. Yeah. It's just my best effort.
Our go to alternative day for Twitch streaming has generally been Wednesday evening. Mm-hmm. Same time, more or less. Or not at all. It just depends on how hard life hits us those particular weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
And yeah, we'll keep experimenting with the podcast stuff too. Like, we'll see how the stuff goes going forward. Once we have at minimum one thing released, I think maybe if we have the opportunity, we'll maybe have a little more back and forth of people, like, you know, asking us about the thing or about how we made it or whatever. Maybe we'll do some more, like, some kind of like send an email kind of things and read some of that stuff at some point. I don't know.
CubicornGames.com is always there if you got random questions for us.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We're just considering stuff right now. Yeah. And we might have, in addition to the game stuff, the video game stuff, that is, we might eventually work on some other stuff too. Mm-hmm. Like,
We're dabbling with the idea of maybe making some kind of tabletop something.
Right, like a little card game or a little board game or mm-hmm. something like that. Like, that stuff's all very nascent, but it's on the on the idea board.
It's in the zeitgeist.
And we're going to be kicking stuff around in the near future.
I wrote it down in my
journal. If any of that stuff does come to fruition, it'll more than likely involve, you know, one or more of the McGraths who have been on here pretty frequently.
Go-tos for other people.
Kyle and Phil, and at least on the podcast, to a lesser extent, Wade. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
They've been around.
Like, the sky's the limit in terms of what we might specifically accomplish. But basically, I guess, at the end of the day, the ultimate goal is just to accomplish a little more in whatever we still are working on. Like,
and to keep the people who follow us informed as to what we're doing. Because, I mean, they haven't necessarily been the, like, outward-facing focus of our, I guess you could say, for lack of a better word, brand, kind of since the Kickstarter, just because, like, I mean, it's not the easiest thing to just showcase dev, like...
Yeah, it's more taxing.
Yeah,
it's not as inherently entertaining,
it's
even,
not
necessarily.
As interesting to most people. It's a little, like, obtuse in some regards, especially when you're staring at, like, three lines of code that broke for no reason for, like, 2 days at a time. Like, no one wants to look at that. Yeah. I don't want to look at that. But, yeah, I think this should be fun. I like talking about dev, even though a lot of it goes over, like, most people's heads. Just because, like, it takes a certain amount of technical skill to, like, kind of appreciate what's going into a thing like this. You can obviously learn as you go along, which is kind of like what we did in school.
Combined with a certain level of...
showmanship.
Well, yeah, I was...
Charisma.
I was going to say...
flair.
Blind flailing, but there's a little bit of that too.
Picture that Kermit gif, where he's just like... That one. That's coding right there. That's it. That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm. Depends on how good you are. We're okay.
I'm bad.
Definitely not the worst. Certainly not the best. So.
Oh, no. You've seen my code.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
It's going to be a lot of middle of the road. Middle of the road, but largely functional stuff. Yeah, exactly. There's a part of me that had, at one point, you know, I was just like, oh, I'm so self-conscious about this shit I'm working on or whatever. But
yeah, that's just kind of any kind, wow, the words, I am so good at them tonight, my God. That's just hard with anything you're making, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, having people look over your shoulder is weird.
Especially when it's still in progress. Like, showing the scaffolding behind the skyscraper when it maybe isn't put up correctly, but is the best you can do, isn't the easiest thing to showcase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially to the internet.
Having people look over your shoulder is weird. Calling people over to look over your shoulder can be much more difficult even. But again, like you said, I'm excited about trying it.
Yeah.
I want to give myself a kick in the pants and do my damnedest to just like get motivated and just carve out more hours to do that stuff. I think this will help a little with both of those things. And it'll be a change of pace, which is always fun. Life without change is not really living.
Stagnant.
So, yeah, sometimes you just got to shake stuff up to shake them up. So,
yeah.
That's what we're going to be doing in the interim. I think it's going to go okay. I'm optimistic.
Yeah.
What else? You had just said before, but I'll reiterate, I'm also going to try to get us to get more regular updates on the website. We'll probably change a few minor things on there at some point, but I don't know that any of that will be in the immediate future other than get another post or two up there.
Yeah.
It's been a hot second. It's a very easy thing to overlook.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, I'll try to stick to the same roughly weekly cadence of content stuff and just refocus it a little bit, maybe get a little more in the future. Still wouldn't be surprised again if some special things come up from time to time. We just have an extra podcast episode about, playing video games or whatever, or some big piece of news, or an extra Twitch stream where we just get on and play like Smash Brothers for an hour or something. Yeah. Who knows?
Keeping it loose.
But yeah, keeping our options open, and again,
mainly
overall,
just adding more. We're introducing more options.
Mm-hmm. Change in focus, but not like,
drastic,
complete abandonment of anything we've ever been interested in before.
This is more of a lane change than a right turn, if you will.
Yeah, that's fine. I think that's accurate. I'm trying to think of anything else, but I think that's mostly everything I had on my mind. Do you have any other thoughts, Lorraine?
I mean, not particularly. I think we covered mostly everything.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, I think that might just do it for this little update, because, again, in the future, these will be a little longer.
Yeah.
And there, again, there may be more or less people, depending on what we're working on or what state we have a thing in. We're going to figure it out as we go.
Yeah.
But this is, just a kind of little status update, put in the feed to let people know that things are going to shift a little.
Mm-hmm. Especially since we missed a week, because last week was so busy.
Yeah, for sure. But
this week isn't really less busy, but we're carving out the time this week.
Uh-huh. But yeah, I think it'll be good. So looking forward to all of it, honestly. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny. I mean, this is slightly irregardless, just kind of a fun little anecdote. It's been about 5 years since we really became a company. And this is the 5 year anniversary of our first big trip, our trip to GDC before we really started working on the games in earnest. We were just out of college.
Yeah, right. We've been working on the games for too long, but we haven't actually been working on it for that long.
Yeah.
I'll give myself that.
I believe
that.
At this point, just fun little retrospective, I believe there was a technically playable demo of Cucumber. There was a level, just a dummy level or whatever.
Yeah, I would call that prototypical
prototype. It was a playable something.
You could touch it.
And I believe it was on this trip that I actually really what the hell is wrong with me?
Solidified.
I don't know what I was trying. Else I was trying to say.
Solid snakeified.
Yeah, I mean, that was where I came up with the name Down the Drain. I had the concept for the game, or at least a general idea of what I wanted it to, but it didn't have a name yet. And it was on this trip, maybe after our first one or two, talks we went to go sit in the indie developer track,
doodle on a thing or whatever,
and I was just that's the name, and that trip invigorated me. I remember being so stoked to just get back and just start. It was exciting. So it's kind of fitting that it's this week that we're starting to mix stuff up.
Yeah, and I find that spring is a good time to
spring cleaning.
Grass is coming back, flowers start blooming, and it's a good time to change things up.
Sure.
Naturally. You want to align yourself with your chakras or whatever, and
with the super moon!
Positioning of the planets or all that nonsense.
On the equinox, no less. It's when I'm at my strongest.
So yeah, again, that's another, I am many things, but I wouldn't say that I'm ever and particularly, just averse to change hat in hand. I think sometimes it's good to have it just to have it, but If you're not changing personally, the world's going to change around you and you're just not going to be able to cope with it. So
got to be able to adapt.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
We're still going to kind of keep it fun, keep it chill for the most part whenever we can. And hopefully you guys will come with us on this fresh new little journey. And hopefully by the end of it, we'll finally have finished products to get out there and let people touch, because that's more than anything at this point. I want to just be done with the thing and feel real good. And I think that's about it for me, Lorraine. Do you have any other closing thoughts before we close out this little update / preview of what's to come?
I think I got my sentimentality out of my system for now.
All right. Well, that's good.
I'll go cry in the shower later.
Fair enough. Get your SpaghettiOs ready.
You know it.
All right. Well, you guys, you know, are...
Everything's a mess. Hello.
That's right.
It's Lorraine. She's here. And a disaster.
Get your own spoons out. It's SpaghettiO time.
My God.
That's gonna do it for our little update. But thank you for listening. Thank you for bearing with us. I hope you'll hang out. I hope you'll join us as we experiment with stuff and try to release things and just change things up and fucking make a few changes. I think it's gonna be good. So
video games.
Yeah, thank you so much.
They happen.
For checking this out.
Yeah.
And we'll see you on the internet in the not too distant future. Woo! On Twitch and on here and, you know, wherever else.
Everywhere.
Start of a brand new era. Woo-hoo. So until then, we'll see you next time, internet. Thank you so much for listening and goodbye.